Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again that we get to come before you and your Word, knowing that you know everything, that there is nothing hidden from your eyes. And when you put together a plan, you have things in mind that we can't even conceive. So as we study your Word in the book of Esther today, I pray that you will open our minds into the fact that God knows best, that you're a sovereign God, and you're working on plans well in advance of their happening before our eyes. We ask you to teach us through your Holy Spirit the truth today about you, your Son Jesus, and your ways. And we'll give you thanks for doing so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Mourning, Fasting, Weeping, and Wailing. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 4, and verse 3. The command was given by the hand of the king that all the Jews throughout the Persian Empire were to be destroyed. Haman, after being offended by Mordecai's insubordination in that he would not bow to him or give him reverence, was the instrument of this heinous plan. After hearing of this plot, Mordecai mourned, wept, and cried out from the middle of the city all the way to the king's gate. In chapter 4 and verse 3 of the book of Esther, we see the reaction of the remainder of the Jews throughout the empire. We read, "And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes." Our verse begins, "And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews." Let's consider the widespread account of this horrific news. Jewish people in every province, wherever the king's commandment and decree came, were affected by the news. Imagine if there was such a decree today and we were members of the group named to be eliminated. How would we respond? As for the Jews, there was great mourning. In advance of the actual occurrence, they found themselves in the position of great sorrow. We see the Jews demonstrate their mourning in the remainder of our verse by fasting and weeping and wailing, and many lay in sackcloth and ashes. First, they fasted. In other words, they denied themselves their daily nourishment. Secondly, they were weeping. Tears were flowing from their eyes as they considered their fate. Thirdly, they were wailing. Great cries of agony and desperation flowed from their lips as this news came into their ears. And finally, many of them did as Mordecai and lay in sackcloth and ashes. As we consider all these people in great sorrows and overwhelming grief, we might imagine Almighty God watching them, and we might wonder what His reaction will be. Some events and circumstances in life are like warnings against our very existence. Sometimes the news is so overwhelming that we often do not know what to do. The Jews are a great example for us as we consider their reaction to horrific circumstances. Mourn, fast, weep, wail, and if possible, lay in sackcloth and ashes. The idea is complete humility, sorrow, and grief. And when we put ourselves in this posture, the Heavenly Father is sure to pay attention. In the book of 2 Chronicles, in chapter 7 and verse 14, we read just how God's reaction will be. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." May we ever be reminded that God is always on the lookout for a humble and sorrowful heart that is dependent upon Him. Next time, Esther will be notified of the fate of her people. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.